This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. If you love the show, share it with your friends on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you get your podcasts.
And now, time to eavesdrop.
Keith and Kenny Lucas are a comedy duo with a twist. They're identical twins who literally finish each other's sentences. Their comedy special called On Drugs is on Netflix now. Today we overhear them answer the question twins always get asked, have you ever switched places?
We're the Lucas Bros. I'm Keith.
And I'm Kenny.
And we look the same.
We do.
And we're going to tell the story about
one of the greatest tricks ever played against the United States government.
We were 17 years old in Newark, New Jersey.
Yes.
We were in the ghetto.
Yes.
Knee deep in the ghetto, thriving, I might say.
Yeah.
And we thought that in order to advance to the next level in the ghetto, you had to get a license.
Yes.
And a car. We were taking a road test, and the first time we both took it,
it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
We sat in our car before the test. It was raining,
mm-hmm.
and we were listening to Coldplay.
Yep,
I remember.
Coldplay, yep. Bones sinking like stones, all that we
fall for. What song was it? Do you remember?
It was We Live in a Beautiful World.
We Live in a Beautiful World.
Yeah. And you're supposed to practice and all that jazz, but we were like, let's just go in and
wink it.
Maybe use our God-given abilities to pass this test.
Yeah.
We fell miserably.
Yeah.
I remember I got into the car. This is Keith. Honestly, when I turned the car on, I kind of just stayed there. Because I honestly didn't know how to move the car
to
forward.
Accelerate.
Yeah, I didn't know the difference between the brake and the acceleration.
So you were dumb. And then the first thing you have to do is
put your seatbelt on.
Put your seatbelt up. Which I think I might have forgotten to do.
Keith speaking, you drive forward. And then you turn into a parking lot, and you have to parallel park.
Yeah. You did that miserably.
I did that miserably. I hit the cone.
Yeah.
I was doing it for about maybe 15 minutes trying to get in between the cones. And he eventually just put his hand on my shoulders and said, just move forward.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about this part of the test because you failed it miserably.
You're done with that.
Yeah, you already failed this, so let's just move forward.
It's a really simple
really
test.
Really simple.
Really simple. In retrospect, all you're doing is going around the block.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing. But for me, it was an existential.
Oh, you struggled so badly.
It felt like the longest hour in my life, but it was only about 10 minutes.
And then Kenny went in, and I apologized.
At that point, I thought it was the hardest test in the world. I was like, if Keith struggles with this, I'm probably going to struggle too. I had no confidence.
Yeah.
And yeah, I made every rookie mistake that you could possibly make.
So he failed us.
You have to wait 2 weeks after you fail your road test. So we concocted this plan. We figured that instead of both of us taking a test, it would make more sense for the better driver to take both tests. Kenny decided he wanted to do it.
Yeah.
He wanted to take on the task of doing both road tests.
I felt as though I could succeed.
Since we knew what the test was, we were able to just like
replicated it.
I mean, it takes a lot. You got to plan this. It's not, you can't just do it. You have to like think things through. Who's going to lead off and where are you going to do the switch?
It really felt like we were planning a bank robbery when we were doing that. We had it all laid out.
Yeah. We put a lot of thought into this.
I know.
You practiced, you went in.
Yeah.
It was the same guy. I got the same guy. And I don't know. I just felt free. I felt loose. I already failed once. And I nailed it the first time.
What happened then, though? You had all of my identification.
I had all of your identification. I got the same guy. And I was nervous. I really thought
he
could tell the difference between us.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought he would be able to differentiate. I assumed my brother and I had different techniques, so I thought he was like... Because he's an instructor. He's a master of driving. He should know like the differences.
You think he was a master?
I think
he was just a government employee who was mad at his life.
And that day, I was waiting on my phone for what seemed like an eternity, and then you called me and said you passed it. This is something I have been thinking about for almost 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, if you tie your self-worth into getting a license and you finally get it, it means you're like the happiest you could possibly be.
How often did you look at the picture when you had it?
Oh, I looked at it every second.
Yeah.
Like, it was my proudest moment that I didn't achieve, you know what I mean? But it felt like I achieved it.
we did this so that we can be cool at school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Kenny drives to school for the first time, and it was just a beautiful...
It was a beautiful day in the ghetto.
Beautiful day in the ghetto. And so we drive there. We have a great day.
Yeah.
Then it's my turn to drive out.
Yeah.
Because he drives there. I drive back. That's the fairness. Mm-hmm. I turn the car on. I'm about to drive out of the parking lot.
It's very similar to the DMV situation.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to pull out.
Take a left and yada, yada, yada. So I'm taking a left and... a car smashed into my mom's red Astro van.
Oh, man.
The red Astro van just like dragged for about...
20 feet.
About 20 feet just dragging. And I'm like, oh, man. At that moment, I was like, holy I don't know how to drive.
I was like, why did I let this... drive. I put
everybody.
Tom bomb.
Yeah, everybody was in danger. Like it was first and foremost. I don't understand why you allowed me to.
I should not have. Morally speaking, what I did was reprehensible.
Reprehensible.
I knew you couldn't drive.
I didn't know how to drive.
I had direct evidence of your inability to operate a motor vehicle, and I said, you know what?
Yeah. Yeah. To all the twins out there. Don't use your twin powers for evil, you know? Like, even if you hate the government, even if you are in a bad situation, you don't have to use your twin powers for evil. Use it for good.
Identical twins Kenny Lucas and Keith Lucas, or Keith Lucas and Kenny Lucas, a.k.a. the Lucas Brothers, their special On Drugs, is on Netflix now.